Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, it is Ryan Horvath of BetMGM Tonight. Hear him weeknights on the BetMGM Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. You can stream the show as well on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Mr. Horvath, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Heading into work right now. I start to get excited usually like the start of August, man. Not that I don't like baseball, but it's just such a long season and there's so many ups and downs, whereas like in the NFL, you get one game every single week, or college football. So it's easier to handicap, and I like it a little bit more, especially as a Cubs fan, because, you know, I've had like three good years my entire life of baseball.
Speaking of you being a Cubs fan, Charlie and I were having this conversation, and we are kind of leaning that you are a closet Bears fan. We kind of think that there's nobody more positive on a year-to-year basis than Ryan Horvath the last couple of years.
No, see, no, but like I bet these games, and I like to bet win totals and futures, and I kind of like what Chicago is doing here now. Like, I like the Caleb Williams draft pick because I really liked Caleb Williams' bold stop.
And you like Justin Fields as well, and you were hot on that bandwagon too, yes?
Justin Fields, we'll see this year, man, with Garrett Wilson, with Breece Hall, with hopefully a better offensive line, and hopefully the Jets have better play calling than they did for Aaron Rodgers, although that was his own fault for bringing in Nathaniel Hackett. I don't know, man. Like, Justin Fields never really had a fair shake. He played behind one of the worst offensive lines in football. That coaching staff was brutal. But I like Ben Johnson, and I like Dennis Allen as a defensive coordinator, not so much a head coach. I like Eric Bieniemy as a running back coach, not so much a play caller. I like what they've done with that coaching staff, and I like Caleb Williams. The only knock on Caleb Williams is he holds on to the ball a little bit too long, but with Ben Johnson, I don't think that's going to be the case, kind of like it was with Jared Goff. Although today, if you're on social media, you probably saw the tweets that he pulled the first team offense off the field. Ben Johnson wasn't happy with Caleb Williams. So, yeah, maybe I'm too positive with the Bears, and I'm wrong, but I like the hire. I like Caleb, and we'll see. The only concern I would have if I were a Bears fan is that pass rush, because especially in this conference, man, with, you know, all these good receivers and quarterbacks, you're going to need a solid pass rush, I think, to win the division.
Caleb Williams is going to be toast if he fails this year. Toast, yep. Baby. It's over if it doesn't work with Ben Johnson. It's going to be all done for Caleb Johnson or Caleb Williams 2 years into his career. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. All right, so let's talk about the Green Bay Packers. You brought up the play caller for the New York Jets, Nathaniel Hackett, who coincidentally is a member of this Packers team currently and is playing the role opposite of what we had Saleh playing last year when he was here. So he is helping the Packers defense out from an offensive perspective this year. There are people that are excited about this. Stop me if you disagree, but this frightens the hell out of me if I'm having his voice involved in anything with the Packers right now.
I mean, I think that he knows football, right? But, right, I mean, he doesn't have a very good resume here the last couple of years as Aaron Rodgers' gopher. But, you know, as long as he's not calling the plays.
Nope.
Because, again, I mean, to get to this stage as a coach, he has to know a thing or two about football. So I don't really mind that role. There's a good chance that he's probably gone next year and somebody hires him again. I don't know as what, a quarterback coach or whatever. But I think it's just Matt LaFleur doing his buddy a service. Kind of like Adam Sandler, right? Like he puts all of his friends in all of his movies, Nick Swartzen and Rob Schneider and all those guys, even though they're not very talented at this stage of their careers. I think that's what LaFleur is doing here, is just helping a buddy out.
Yeah, I think that's a very accurate way of looking at it. This Packers offense today, first day of training camp, see a lot of throwing the ball to Josh Jacobs, see some good throws to Tucker Kraft, Matthew Golden getting involved with Malik Willis. Some positive things from this Packers offense. Christian Watson looks like he's really doing well in his recovery. Maybe he'll be back sooner than we all expected going into this thing. What are your expectations as far as how this offense is going to run this year? Because realistically, we've seen like four different versions of what this offense has been the last 2 years.
I think it's going to be a top 10 offense. I'm hoping that they could be a top 5 offense in the NFL. I really do, man. I know I was a little fully healthy. He was probably 70% at best, week two on. week one was fluky because they played on a slip and slide, but I still think that Jordan Love could be an MVP candidate. In fact, I had to bet it because it's 28-1. I bet him and Brock Purdy because I think those prices are crazy, and I think they're both going to throw the ball. You know, the thing is, though, and I mean, if you look at Green Bay, what they've done in the draft, you know, the money that they spent on Aaron Banks, I think they still want to be a smash-mouth, almost run-first offense with Josh Jacobs. I mean, I do think that they'll probably look to use him a little bit more as a pass catcher. I also really like Marshawn Lloyd, man. If he could stay healthy, I think he could be involved in the offense as well. But you go out, you draft Matthew Golden. I didn't think that was going to be possible because I figured Dallas would take him. Instead, they go out and get George Pickens. I love Matthew Golden at the collegiate level. Is, you know, like the speedster, a guy that could take the top off the defense. Needs to be a little bit more consistent, I'd say, but he can make sideline catches. So I love his skill set. Hopefully they do get Christian Watson back at some point, like, you know, before week 13 would be nice. Romeo Doubs could be your underneath possession receiver. And Tucker Kraft, man, especially if you play fantasy football, I think he's going to have a huge season. We talked with a couple different people that think he might lead the team in targets. I don't know about all that. But, man, I think he's going to have a big year. And let's not forget about Luke Musgrave. He just has to stay healthy. So you could run some 12 personnel, two tight end sets. I'm really excited as long as everybody stays healthy. I don't think Josh Jacobs is going anywhere for a couple of years, meaning like, you know, like Derrick Henry last year, I thought maybe there would be a dip in his production. Instead, he had one of his best seasons as a pro. These guys just take care of their bodies. So even at 28 years old, I think he's going to have a monster year. My only concern, I guess, would be the offensive line protecting Jordan Love. But as long as they do and he stays healthy, I think he could be an MVP candidate. And I think they could be top 10, maybe even top 5 offense in the league, man.
I'll tell you, I agree with whoever was telling you about Tucker Kraft leading this team in targets. That's what it should be. He should be getting 8 to 10 balls a game. Let him go be Kelsey. Let him go be, you know, Kittle or whatever. He has that type of ability. And let Jordan Love, you know, use him in the middle of the field and attack guys, man. He's going to break tackles. He's going to run over dudes. He's going to do all that stuff. He's got the most sure hands as far as anybody else he throws the football to at this point. Definitely more so than any wide receiver he has. So from that perspective, it would make a lot of sense if he becomes your number one target, similar, like I said, to a Kelce or Gronkowski or something like that.
Well, exactly, and that's what they need, right? Like, I like Dobbs, like his skill set, and I love the draft pick of Matthew Golden, but we don't need Jordan Love just throwing deep balls all game long, right? That said, I do want Matt LaFleur to kind of, like, loosen up the handcuffs a little bit this year. Like, let's see this. I want this to be Jordan Love's team and Jordan Love's offense, right? Not just Josh Jacobs, but let's make things easy on them. Kind of like the second half of the season 2 years ago when they made that run and ended up beating Dallas in Dallas, ultimately losing to San Francisco. But the reason Jordan Love was a top three quarterback the second half of the season was LaFleur was, as the kids say, in his bag with the play calling, man. And that's what I want from Green Bay this year. More pre-snap motion, more play action. And how about this? Let's use Jordan Love like is a weapon. Also, he's more athletic, I think, than Matt LaFleur knows about. I'm not saying that he's Jalen Hurts, but more read option stuff. I think that the offense is going to look a lot different this year. Jaden Reed also, I really like his skill set. I think we all do, but he needs to be involved a little bit more. I want to see more targets for Jaden Reed. You don't need to make him a gadget guy or anything like that. I think that could be honestly Marshawn, but I really am excited for Jaden Reed this year as well, man. But Tucker Kraft should see 8 to 10 targets per game. And that goes back to Matt LaFleur making the offense a little bit easier for Jordan Love. You know, more checkdowns. Use the middle of the field like Aaron Rodgers never did.
Talk with Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath as he joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Stream us on your Odyssey app. Watch us on YouTube as well as we live stream at The Fan Milwaukee on YouTube. Again, the at symbol, The Fan Milwaukee. We have shorts, we have videos, have all the live streaming of all the local shows too. So make sure to like, subscribe, all that fun stuff like you do for everybody else with us here on YouTube at The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. What about the Detroit Lions? They lose both of their coordinators. And I think there is some concern amongst everybody, including in Detroit, that team is poised maybe to take a step back at this point.
Yeah, man, I worry about the defensive side of the ball. Even with Aiden Hutchinson on the field, they generated, like, no pass rush, and he led the league in pressures. Then he got hurt, and that pass rush completely fell off a cliff, which is why they had home field advantage and couldn't beat a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And that would be my concern, right? Kind of like the Baltimore Ravens a couple of years ago. They had the best defense in the league. They had the Chiefs at home, and they were running the ball for 6 yards per carry. What do? They dropped Lamar back 40 times. I feel like if Detroit couldn't reach the Super Bowl last year with Ben Johnson, with Aaron Glenn, and with home field advantage, and again, a rookie quarterback coming to visit, I don't know that it's ever going to happen, man. And I do worry about Jared Goff regressing a little bit. The last 3 years, he's thrown for over 4,000 yards. But let's not forget what happened 4 or 5 years ago when he was benched for a man named John Wolford, right? Like going into the playoffs by Sean McVay. So that's what I worry about. You have Jameson Williams, who I don't know if he wants to be there because he wants to be paid like a number one wide receiver. He's not going to be paid like a number one wide receiver because they're already paying St. Brown. They're going to have to pay Laporta. But, yeah, I worry about that defense, man. Other than Aiden Hutchinson, your next best pass rusher is Marcus Davenport. He hasn't played 10-plus games in 4 seasons.
Right.
So I think they take a step back. I bet the under on their win total at 10.5. I think they finish in third in the division.
The other team we obviously have to talk about are the Vikings, and their whole season hinges on their quarterback right now.
Yeah, man. And last night, I kind of like went over this in my head because I think everybody just figures that they're going to finish in last place. And maybe they do. Like, and maybe it's because of J.J. McCarthy. But who was high on Sam Darnold going into last year? Nobody. The reason Sam Darnold looked good, though, was the Kevin O'Connell offense.
Agreed.
I think Kevin O'Connell's a top-5 head coach, man. He might be one of the best head coaches in the league. And if J.J. McCarthy could just make the throws, they could still win double-digit games. Justin Jefferson's still the second-best receiver in the league next to Ja'Marr Chase. T.J. Hockenson's actually healthy this year. Aaron Jones is another one of those running backs that it doesn't look like he's going anywhere for a couple years. And then they have Jordan Addison. And let's not forget what that defense looked like last year. They almost made Brock Purdy cry a couple times because of that defense. And I don't know. I think Minnesota could either win 6 games or they could win 11 and 12 games again. So they're kind of the ultimate wild card for me. I do lean under on their win total, though, just because J.J. McCarthy is really a rookie.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I mean, even in OTAs, he was having issues in OTAs. If you go back and look at the mandatory minicamp and so forth, he was having his struggles. But I agree with you. I think Kevin O'Connell is really good, and we'll see how good he is having to get J.J. McCarthy up to speed there. In the NFC, who are the main competitors for the Packers as far as, you know, coming out of the NFC? Obviously, the Lions have to be in that conversation. The Eagles have to be in that conversation. We know that. Who else?
Yeah, so I did bet Green Bay like I always do, but this year I feel pretty good about it, man, where they're boom or bust, right? Like, this should be the Super Bowl window now the next 2 to 3 years for Jordan Love. He got the contract. They have the talent. Comes down to the defense. I think they got the right guy at coordinator, obviously. Well, I worry a little bit about the secondary now that Jair's gone, and I worry about the pass rush, man. Like, Van Ness or Rashawn Gary need 12.5 to 13 sacks, I feel, this season. So I do think they're a contender. As far as their competitors, I don't know that Philadelphia is going anywhere. I do think that they're going to have some trouble, not some trouble, but some competition in the division. I don't know that I'm out on the Cowboys, man. In the playoffs, I am, but they could win 11, 12 games. Micah Parsons is pissed and playing for a contract, so I expect the defense to be okay. Dak's fully healthy. I like the Pickens pickup because he doesn't have to be the number one guy. We'll see if he's okay with that. But CeeDee Lamb's going to be healthy. Dallas might be kind of scary, but I still think the Eagles are the team to beat in that division. I like San Francisco again, but let's see if they have a wide receiver, man, because Juwan Jennings wants a new contract. He's definitely not getting that after 1 year over 70 receptions. Debo's gone. We learned today Brandon Ayuk's nowhere close to being healthy. George Kittle just got paid, but he's 30 years old. That said, though, I like Robert Saleh back as defensive coordinator.
For sure.
I could see them, you know, being scary. My sleeper team, though, Sparky, you might laugh at this. The Arizona Cardinals, man. Let's not forget a couple of years ago, they were undefeated. They lost to Green Bay on that Thursday night game. Kyler got hurt, and he just hasn't been the same quarterback since. I think Marvin Harrison is going to take that year two leap.
He better.
Bride, Mike,
because I don't think Marvin Harrison was everything everybody thought Marvin Harrison was going to be last year.
No, and it didn't help that Malik Nabers like had one of the best rookie seasons of all time as a wide receiver, right, and went after him. But also, Jonathan Gannon, I like Jonathan Gannon. I like his defensive concepts. He just hasn't had the horses. This year, they spent a ton of money. I love what they did in the draft. I don't know that they're going to be like a super Niners. I like the Eagles. And then I kind of like Atlanta this year with Michael Penix. That offense looked really good with Michael Penix those last three games. Comes down to, though, the defense. I like what they did in the draft, but can those guys stay healthy? So those will be my teams.
Yeah, I'm not buying the Falcons. But, you know, the rest of it, the Cowboys, I'm not in on the Cowboys either. I can understand the rest of the teams that you picked, though. I get down with a lot of that. He is Ryan Horvath. BetMGM tonight. You're definitely going to want to check them out weeknights on your Odyssey app. You can stream it live. Or if you're listening already somewhere else that has a BetMGM radio station near you, you can listen to it that way as well. Ryan, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Spark, thanks so much, man. I'm glad that you didn't ask me about the Badgers because that's the worst schedule. Phil Steele's number one toughest schedule in America. I don't know that they win four games, and then I'm worried about Luke Fickell's future after that.
You should see Badgers Twitter. I've seen people predicting them to win seven games, and I literally came on the air and said, you're nuts.
Yeah.
There's no way. No, I agree with you.
That's not happening.
I agree with you. All right, take care.